Blog Talk Radio.
Louder.
Hey, this is Sheila G on Beauty Today. I'm like, you know, I'm on Rosebud's page today, but I'm going to be having my own very shortly. And I just wanted to talk about some beauty tips like real versus fake. We do that a lot these days. We have on eyelashes. As you see, I wear them. Very lovely. I love eyelashes. And with the mask on today, you have to enhance your eyes now since we flirt, right? Okay, I've always loved to dress up. I used to dress up in my mother's clothes when I was a little girl. And when I received my first Christy Love doll, which was a little white doll, hair used to come off the top of her head. I used to fix her hair, too. It was plain red, and it was twisted up every day. Eventually, she ended up in cornrows, because I'm a black girl, and I ended up learning how to cornrow on that doll.
Hold on a second. You know these is dudes.
I know they dudes, but they have to know how women start, right?
Okay.
They say they want to know women. You got to get in touch with your inside.
All right, I ain't gonna listen to you.
Okay, when I got taller, I started dressing up. But I started dropping, turning heads, okay, for the opposite sex, and it was on and popping since then. Since I was very attractive when I was a young girl, I didn't really wear a lot of makeup. But today I put on lashes, I wear the wig, the weave. I was wondering, do you guys really like that? You know, now I'm a cosmetologist at heart, but a down-ass bitch, as you know, okay, I've been out there for a long time. But I know beauty, I have achieved a lot of things by being beautiful. But I kind of want to talk about today is what gravitates men towards pretty people. You know, we do like pretty people, just like Beyonce and Nicki Minaj. I mean, them bitches making money being bad and looking pretty. Them some sexy bitches, you know, and hoes be getting paid dressing up looking just like them. Can you just imagine how much they spend on looking good, trying to look good for men, or are they looking good for themselves? You know, all of us girls like to look good. We spend a lot of money. I'm talking a lot of money looking good. We try to keep up with the trends, which is my responsibility as a cosmetologist to keep up with the trends. Okay, but now, do men really like that? You know, all dressed up, do the men really like all that stuff? Like, you can catch them like that with the short dresses and all the flame, the lashes, the fake hair, you know, but all this y'all be patting on y'all head and stuff. You know what I mean? Do men really like that? Do men really enjoy watching our beauty rituals? I mean, do they have an opinion? Do you guys have an opinion on that, how we look? I know every time my man see me dressed up, he always tell me to take that shit off. That's the first thing he says, take that shit off. Every single time. He don't like it. I guess it's appealing. So why do I need to dress up in the first place, right? I can just stay naked. I get dick much faster, that's for sure. But anyway, after my man and I get done romancing in those sheets, girl, I look a mess. Every woman does. However, the woman that lays next to him in the morning and that goes to sleep with him at night is the one that he loves. That bitch that's in the drawer, she's in the drawer. Okay, so I'm not trying to say I don't look good for my man. I do. And I put on what I put on to look good for myself. But my insides have to match my outsides. And that's pretty much what I want to talk about today, ladies. You know, guys, get your girls to call in, ask some questions. Again, the number is 845-277-9263. It's talk, real talk. You see what I'm saying? You can ask questions from a real bitch. Done it, been there, did it all. Okay, but one thing I know is my man do not like me walking around looking like I just jumped off a stripper pole. Okay, I have to represent him, right? And represent myself as well. So I'm going to go on once to say, you know, we're talking about being fake because we put on all these cosmetics, and I would not be in that business if it wasn't lucrative. It is a lucrative business. And it makes sense to me to make some money from it. Okay. But anyway, I'm trying to say, why would I tell one of my customers she looked good, she come into my shop looking like a hoochie mama? Don't you think I should keep it real and tell that bitch, hey, girl, you need to take off that, put this on, because that's not becoming. Shouldn't I be real about it? I really should, but we don't. Are we real girls? No. We ain't real about it. We faking it. Yeah, so like what they say, fake it till you make it, ha-ha, that's not funny to me. Okay, so now, the reason that cosmetics is a stepping stone to this broadcast is because it's superficial. All y'all say, once I take all this off, I'm plain Jane. And that's what men like women. They want the plain Jane. They want a lady. at home. They want you to know how to do something. They don't want you being lazy. You always talk about catching a real man. I know a real man ain't going to want no lazy bitch, first of all. Are we dressing too provocatively? We got G-strings dressing like rap stars and ain't making rap star money. We want to look like Nicki Minaj and Beyonce spending all this money on all this bullshit. You think a real nigga going to come along and buy you all that shit? Nope. He ain't going to buy you shit. Not none of that shit. Not no real man. He wants a practical woman. Okay? And he definitely don't want no woman with four babies, with four different men, okay, that's been on welfare 10 years and don't have no diploma, no degree, no bachelor's. Now, a real man is not going to want a woman that's not being productive. You can have the kids. He might like the four kids. But
yeah,
not
let
being
me ask them right quick.
What?
Let me ask. Hey, you guys, I hope y'all understanding that you call in and actually ask them questions, and she...
Don't answer.
I'm talking about you want your woman listening to this shit. Mm-hmm. You don't really... You can listen to it, but if I was you, I'd put my girl up on it so she'd understand the inner workings of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby. Sounds
right.
Like you're doing good, honey.
Anyway, men don't mind the babies, ladies, okay? Go ahead, like I said, get your ladies to call in and listen to this because it's from a woman's perspective is what I'm trying to give you. Men are not always going to tap into their female side, so that's why I'm here, you know, just to let you know that men do see these things. The four babies is not the problem. Is that you've been on welfare 10, 15 years, girlfriend, and you have no degree. You have no diploma. You have no purpose. What are you doing? Just dropping babies. You're not going to be, a real man not going to give you baby number five is what I'm saying. Okay, men, that's called baggage. Men have it too, but girls, we know we have a lot of baggage and we expect a man to take care of all our baggage like we're in 1902. We're not. Okay. Do you truly believe that a real man is looking for a woman who can't even put her clothes on right? That he got to tell you to fix your bra and put your G-string and tie the... Do you think a real man is looking for you? I don't think so. So we just going to keep on this topic about being a real woman and being fake. Okay, we realize that women, we are representing our man, okay? Men will see you out there attractive with all the glitter and glam. But once they come home and take that off and you can't cook, you can't clean, you can't sew, you can't even sing. All you know how to do is roll a blunt and pour some Henny. Real man, nope, that's fake nigga. That's what you're going to get, fake nigga. That's what you're going to get. You're not going to get real man, okay? And if you think you're going to get real man running your mouth, running, like I could talk a lot. That's why I got this podcast. I'd rather be talking. Because my nigga don't want to hear all that shit I got to say. He got his own life to live. I'm just blah, 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 blah. I got to know when to shut up. Today, my man told me he don't want to hear that shit. And I'm like, up here, girl. He's just, he don't want to hear that shit. I got to find something else to do with what I'm saying. I can't be out there in the streets looking all wild, loud talking. You know how we talk, girls. And letting everybody know what's on my mind. I don't care in the grocery store, wherever we are. We let people know what's on our mind. A real man, they don't like that. Okay, so, and if you got a nigga that listen to you go blah, 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 blah all day, that's not a real nigga. A real nigga gonna tell you, bitch, shut the fuck up. That's a real nigga. That's the one you're looking for. You're not looking for the one that's gonna listen to all that bullshit. Okay, so it takes a well-rounded individual, one who has lived on both sides of the track. That's why I think I am here, Sheila G, qualified to spit what I'm spitting, to tell you what's real and what's fake. Okay, once again, the number is 845-277-9263. Let's call in with some questions. Test me on this. Okay, so by the time most of these women find a real man, they in debt. Okay, men do not want to fuck with a woman that's in debt, can't manage money, has no ambition, dresses like she just got off a pole, okay, are talking too much shit. Real men can't even tell you that your bra was showing. Or ask you out to dinner because you keep running your mouth with some bullshit. So sometimes women, we just need to just bloop and just listen. I have that problem. I've learned. Bloop. It works. So what kind of man are we really trying to attract with all this glamour and all this flame, red hair and all this stuff? What are we trying to attract? You know, most time if you dress up like a hoochie mama, you're going to get a thug. And I ain't got no problem with thugs. I love thugs too. But that's who they attract. So they attract each other. Okay? Think about it for a moment. If I'm out in public, walking around, I'm loud, I got 6-inch stilettos on, I got a $1,500 Gucci bag and a $400 weave, patent it, does it stink, okay? Then my attitude stinks like shit because I have no need to let everyone know that's on my mind. I have that need because I'm dressed too much. So all I can do is speak. Give a man some imagination. You ain't got to be all flare up. It's fake. Okay? It's fake. I say men have it good. They only have to be smelling good, looking good. Like for me, I like that Billy D. Williams kind of look, kind of man. You know, I don't always want a nigga in tennis shoes. Nigga, you got tennis shoes, I don't go to the gym. Okay? I like a man to dress. That's just me. Some girls like that sagging pants. But either way, whatever way you like it, men can be fake just as well as women. But when all that comes off, that's what matters. And that's what I'm here to try to school you girls on of, because we get older, you know, when I was in my 15, couldn't tell me I wasn't fine. 25, 30, 40, now I got to put a little makeup on, okay? A little, not much. A little. But I still work at it. And as I get older, what is a man going to love about me? What is he going to want with me when I'm 65 and my tits don't stand up no more? My man told me today he don't give a fuck about no pussy. You think, whoa, that kind of took me for a loop. That ain't what's happening. You care about that? Okay? He says he doesn't want me to depend on him. That's another thing. I could have been an insecure woman and took that to heart and said, oh, run. But I don't. I've been after this man right here 40 years. Okay? 40 years because it's real. Once you go with a real nigga, you will never, ever, ever settle for a square, for an idiot, for whatever. You're going to always want a real man in your life. And that's why I'm still here today. 40 years later, okay? Because out there, there's no men out there that want to keep it real. They just as fake as these women out here are fake. So, like for instance, I'm going to give you a for instance. One of my girlfriends, okay? I got two girlfriends. They both well off. One got a bachelor's degree. She makes 6 figures a year. Another one, millionaire. She's got a settlement for a million. And neither one of these women have men or even proposals. Go figure. They don't have no men. I have a lot of different. Then I got one girlfriend. She got an answer. This is what I was meant to say. She have an answer machine. This answer machine been on her answer machine for, I guess, maybe 10 years now, where she sounded like a European woman. Hello, this is Angela. Please leave your message at the sound of the beep. I said, girl, why don't you take that answer machine? You not know Europe. She's been on there forever like that. Why do we do that? That's fake to me. That's I've been telling her for years. Take it off. That's not you. She's a black woman. She should be saying, hey, girl, leave your message or at least sound sophisticated. Hello, this is Angela. Can you please leave a message to sound on the beat? Why do I have to go to Europe? I don't know. Black girls want to be white. That's a whole nother page. Anyway. Hey, baby. So anyway, he told me today that my pussy ain't shit. Okay? All right, he told me that.
So you got that so many people looking at live viewers. I'm showing you how to look at shit.
Oh, okay.
Right here.
Oh, why? Angela. Oh, Andrea. Hey, girl. Pamela.
You can, you know, pick shit to talk about. Talk to.
Oh, she laughing. Pamela laughing.
So just go ahead on.
Oh, I didn't know I could do that. Okay, so let me just go ahead and we'll get back over here and talk to some of you girls over here. Say now, when he told me today that my pussy wasn't, that wasn't the reason, okay? I'm cooking. It wasn't the food. Okay, so I wonder why all these years I'm still around with this one man. Okay, so now, and I have to just tell you, his parents was married for 50 years. Don't we want that with a man to be with one man or one woman for that long? Do we want that? Well, those that do want it, I want it. I don't want to be 95 years old by myself. Okay, so now, but it's called consistency. And when he told me that, okay, he basically told me that he don't want to depend on me and he doesn't want me to depend on him. Okay, and that's good. Now, I could have taken those words to heart and been out of shape, but I wasn't. But what he was telling me is he coming 100, I'm coming 100. Now, we say, oh, I bring 50. In my opinion, if you bring 50% to a relationship or anything, a job, whatever, and he brings 50, that's only 100. But if you can bring 100, then if something don't go the way it's supposed to, you leave whole. You ain't leaving with that half. So, you know, to me, he was telling me that he want me to still stay 100, and that's real. It's not fake. Okay, so it made me realize, too, just how much he respects me as a woman. I'm not like 19 or a little girl anymore that can be told to do this and that. I have my own thinking, and that's something that in a relationship is hard to get, is when you have somebody who respects what you say and what you think. And I respect, and it's, it goes both ways. Okay, so now back to being fake. Because there's a lot of that going on. We don't keep this shit well from a point. Okay, so don't forget now the number to call in on 845-27. I'm going to go back again because I had forgotten myself. But here I want to go and press this on you. Okay, so now we're not going to beat up the cosmetic industry because I happen to be studying cosmetology right now. It's like a doctor for beauty. Can you imagine? Allergist, they make figures, six figures a year. Yeah, smart move. Men like smart women, okay? Now, we're not going to beat it up because we already know we live in a fake-ass world. We're watching all this stuff on TV and we try to emulate it. But what I want to impress on women today is how to be real on the inside. So when you get 50, 60, 70 years old, when you walk in the room, your nigga's dick get hard. Not because you dressed up and got a purple wig on. He walked, when you, just like when my man walks in the room, I get butterflies still to this day. It's because of his inside. It's him. I mean, we get old, we perish, right? What is your man going to love about you 30 years from now? See, this is why we need to learn these things, okay, from somebody who's lived. Now, I lived on both sides of the tracks, girlfriend. I ain't no saint. I ain't sitting up here trying to act like I'm no goody-goody because I go to school. I used to be in whole school, too, okay? So, girls, y'all can call in on that. You know, call on in, okay, because we want you to know that pretty is what pretty does. You understand? Being beautiful and pretty don't mean shit. Okay, a beautiful woman that don't wash her ass or that can't cook or clean or can't go and make a decision or can't go and fix something. If a nigga needs you, can you be there for him? That's the type of man a woman wants. Beautiful ain't nothing. They can get pussy everywhere. There's 7 women to 10 men today. Okay, and I mean, one man can have 3 or 4 women. He don't have to have just you, girlfriend. Don't think you all that, honey, because you're not. It's everywhere, pussy everywhere. What are you going to end up with in the morning when after the bed action is gone? Okay, that hour in bed don't mean nothing to the 23 hours you're going to spend outside the bed. And I used to always say, if a nigga can get between my ears, he can get between my legs. Well, I still believe that. I still believe that. Because that's where the romance is inside my brain. That's what activates a woman. Now, you already know what activates a man. We're not going to go back to a different subject the two brains men have, but we're going to go there later. Okay. But I got some little slogans I want to throw out here, and maybe people you want to call in. Now, what is this number? You want to call in to 845-277-9263. Okay, you can go ahead and email me right here and do a little texting, too. But why do we feel that we have to impress others? That's one topic I want to stay on. Fake it till we make it. What the hell does that mean? Fake it till we make it. I don't like that one. Keeping up with the Joneses. Don't like that one either. Gotta have it when I see it. Just gotta have it. Well, everybody's doing it. It's like your mama say, if your friend jumped off a bridge, you're gonna jump. Fronting. Fronting. How many times have we fronted, pretended to be something that we're not? I used to get that, especially when I was out in the day. I tell a dude that I used to be out there and used to be out there on the track. I used to get money, and he always say he used to be up camp. Ain't sent a bitch nowhere. Anyway, another story. Fronting. Why do we front? Why are we fronting? Lying just to kick it. Y'all heard that one, lying kick. Don't lie to kick it. We done that. And this is the new year, 2022, ladies and gentlemen, okay? We gonna keep this shit real all year. We gonna stop all that bullshit. Because I've been there. I guess I might have did all those things when I was like 16. I used to lie. Ooh-wee. I used to lie like a rug. Boy, I got smacked a whole bunch of times being called a lie. And I just stopped doing it. I just started telling the truth. And that's what got me where I am today. 40 years later, I never lied to this man. He never lied to me. You understand? That's how you keep it going. You tell the truth. And so many people out there be faking it. Men be faking it. Women be faking it. We're not going to do that this year. We're going to keep it real all the way through. I'm TT, and I'm going to see up here if y'all got some questions to ask me. Ladies, you can call 845-277-9263. The fellows out there that want y'all ladies, you don't want to have your lady treat you like a king that you are in your castle, have her call in to me. Have her ask me, how do I keep my man? What do I do? It's not all about the romance, ladies. Okay?
That's your time.
Oh, I got that much time left?
Yeah.
Well, shoot, I can go on and on and on. Thank you, baby, for letting me talk. Because I can go on and on. But anyway, I want you, ladies, especially these girls out here that's lost, you know what I'm saying, y'all out there trying to catch a man on appearance alone, and you really don't know how to do too much, you know what I'm saying? I just kind of want to motivate you, you know what I'm saying? Don't take that long to fill out an application, to go to school. If you got kids at home, I mean, use the system. If you want to use it, that's fine. But go to school. Do something with yourself. Get online. Take a little class. 90 days. Get a license. Do something. Be a guard. Do something so when your children turn 18 years old, you can go and do and have your freedom and be what you want to be, right? Okay, don't no man, you're not going to meet no real man when you just sitting up. Now, he don't mind having a family, but we do not live in 1902, ladies. This is 2022. We can go out. We can be about it. And that's how you're going to get a real man is when you about it. And that's men, same thing for you. Don't know, well, you know, especially black girls, you see a man ain't got no job, that's the first thing in the beauty shop. She goes, that nigga ain't working there. He ain't got no job. He's a boot. That's the first thing we say. He ain't shit. He this, he that. But then what the hell you think a real nigga gonna see you and you doing the same thing that you talking about these niggas doing in the beauty shop? You need a job too, girlfriend. Okay? You need a job too. It ain't at home just always being in the bed. It's not just cooking and cleaning. We all need to pitch in. Okay? Now that's how I'm talking about keeping it real. Don't no man want no lazy woman. Okay, don't no man want a woman that's not trying to better herself, no matter what it is. You know, you can have a job and you can have a hustle. You got kids, that means you have to work double hard. They say a woman's job is never done, and that's the truth. It's never done. So, ladies, don't forget now, call in here at 845-277-9263. Okay, so we can sit up here and talk some real talk. We can talk about anything. You can ask me about anything, especially the women. Younger girls like 20, 30 years old. If you kick it with TTV, girl, I'm telling you, I'll tell you some real stuff. So we're going to bypass all the pitfalls because you're going to make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Okay, so about keeping your man and men try to keep a woman goes the same way. And we all know it starts with communication. Yeah, we'll go there. Communication is key, okay, having a conversation with somebody and being able to listen, and that's a problem I had for a while as a young girl growing up. I couldn't listen. I wanted people to hear me. Well, I don't know. All I'm saying, ladies, is we want you to develop a mature mind at a young age, and it took me a while to grow up. I was lost. I couldn't, when I left out, I couldn't even do what I wanted to do. I didn't even know what to do. I swear I didn't have a mind of my own because I was so used to being directed, which women are used to being directed, and men are good at that. But men are tired of having to tell a woman step by step, baby, do this, do that, do that. You know, a man, a real man, is going to appreciate a woman that can get up and do things on her own, really. He don't have to babysit you. That's called, really, in my day, that was called a simp, a nigga that got to go babysit a bitch and make sure she eat and make sure her room rent is paid and make sure she got, that's kind of like pampering a little. That's too simpy for me. You know, I don't want no man to do that kind of stuff for me. Personally, even back in the day, I didn't. I wanted to be a grown-up. I was trying to be. But anyway, yeah. And women, we don't want men just laying on the couch either, you know, with some dick. You know, bitch can get some dick, too. It's a little harder these days, but you can get some. It's a little harder than me. I'm in, up here, and I can still get them, but I want something solid, something that's going to last. We do things so quickly, we don't play for keeps. Back in the day, I always played for keeps. Like, with this man, I've been pretty much pursuing him 40 years. We've been 40 years, like, you know, in each other's lives, you know. We just click, and it's because it was real when I was with him. He wanted to see me have something, basically. That was the thing. When I did decide to, you know, that I wanted to go do something different than hustling, which I stayed hustling, okay, I ain't gonna lie about that, still do, but gave me everything. He said, here, I had a U-Haul truck and took my shit home, kept my shit, because, and that's what impressed my mind too as a young woman, that all these men I've been kicking it with over the years, which one really want to see me happy and see me have something? And not just himself. That's important too. Okay, so yeah, that made an impression on me 40 years ago. Okay, so those are the type of things that women like too, gentlemen, is that you want to see her have as well as you, so where you can come together and build something. We have been taught those type of things. Well, my mama didn't teach me finances and business and all that stuff. I had to learn it. I didn't have a father who took me and built things like, you know, most privileged people do in our country. They can send their kids to privileged schools and private schools, and they learn certain skills. So when they become adults, they're already well off as far as what they've learned. But I didn't have that. I had street taught me. The streets taught me to grow up. And then once I did get of age, I decided I wanted to go to school and get some academic information in my head so I can appease society. But other than that, I got it both. Okay, so yeah, ladies, phone and call in at 845-277-9263. And even if it's some ladies out there that's, you know, dancing, trying to hit some lifts or trying to keep it pushing, I ain't mad at you. I ain't never going to knock nobody's hustle or their game. And I don't care if you a nurse in the daytime and on the pole at night. You might just need a little guidance because I done seen all that, been in all that. It ain't nothing wrong with it. Get your money because I still get mine, okay, and still trying. It don't stop because you get older, okay? Well, it gets better. That's all I'm saying. It gets better. You know what I'm saying? They got some, I walked down the street, got 30-year-olds trying to holler at me. But I know from my experience that I cannot go here with 30. They got a few more years. And they say age is just a number. That's some bullshit. Shit, I done been with some 40, 50-year-old men that don't know how to keep a job. Don't know even how to get one. Don't know how to be a provider. Okay? That's important, man. Be a provider. Take care of yourself first. Don't no woman want to be with a man that can't take care of himself first. Okay? You take care of self, I take care of self, and we take care of each other. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. Both sides. Just because you got a dick don't mean nothing. And just because I got a pussy don't mean nothing. Not today. That's over. That's over. We can get sex anywhere. We can get it anywhere. It's everywhere. But having brains and beauty, money and power, today women have all that, don't we, ladies? We have it all today. Today we can get it. So what kind of real man gonna come up to you and he know that in today's world you can get it, and you ain't got it, and you want a real nigga? You gonna find one when you ain't got it? Ain't gonna happen. Like Oprah and Stedman. Oprah got a man, but do she really got a man, or is he just a prop? Who cares? She can buy. She made it already, so we can't be Oprah today. Today you got boyfriend and girlfriend bullshit. They got some so-called niggas out there calling themselves pimps too, got girlfriend. But there's 100 hoes out on the street, okay? And they got 100 pimps plodding up the streets. Girls can't even get no money because they boyfriend and girlfriends. It's not real. It's not like back in the day when you had the rules and you see men with Rolls Royces and jumping out of Maseratis. I don't see that today. They got a little Hondas. Yeah, I think they pimping with Honda. Okay. Well, anyway, it's all fake. It's fake, okay? It's superficial shit, okay? That, you know, like Rosewell speaks about that on his show with his fellas about being superficial. You know, how can a real man even find a real woman when we're perpetrating? We're always perpetrating, pretending to be something that we're not. You know, I can't say that I can never say I was a hoe because I really wasn't. You know, I need to just step up. I can't really say that, and I'm not going to sit here and glamorize that because I'm not. But I'm good at what I do, too. I'm a cosmetologist. I'm good at putting on makeup and hair and all that. I'm good. I have skills. Okay, so I got fallback, too. Okay, you got to have some fallback, bounce back. Everybody got to have something like that. And then keeping it real about it because I'm not ashamed or guilty or none of that because I'm just keeping it real about me. Okay, so we're going to keep this shit real from point A to Z, ladies. And get your pads and pencils out and keep a book on it because what I'm about to share with you, ladies, is real versus fake. And if you have any questions, you can call me or email me. Don't forget, call at 845-277-9263. This is my first blog talking to y'all, and I'm really enjoying it because I'm very, very long-winded. And, like, you know, my man, I could talk to y'all because he ain't going to listen to all this shit all day. Men just not going to listen to it. So I'm glad they have created Blog Talk so I can get it off my chest because I need to share these things with some of my young people out here and people of my age as well. How do we relate to one another? How can we throw people away so easily? Because they piss us off. We just toss them out. But then are we worthy of keeping? You know, why would somebody want you around? Why should I open my door for you? Are you going to be an asset or a liability? And this is on both spectrums, on both sexes. It's not just females. But women, we act like our shit don't stink. And it does, girl. We smell like poo-poo half the time thinking that we got some 1902 niggas. They not out there. These men don't exist. We have 2022 men. Okay? So we need to, like, step up our game. Okay? So let me see. It irritates me. It really does. Okay, I want to make blanket statements, but a large majority of these women think they're going to find this guy on a white horse riding like in Cinderella story. It's not happening. No, some guy's looking for you to ride on the horse. Well, there's nothing wrong with that for a female to make the money or bring home better or whatever you want to call it. But for the most part, it's a partnership. And it has nothing to do with looking cute. It has nothing to do with hair and nails because when you're real with your partner, and he's real with you, and y'all real, all that's coming off. Y'all going to be in the dark anyway. You ain't going to see nothing no way. All you're going to do is feel each other. And I truly believe that's a relationship worth having and holding on to. Okay, so we're going to go in here, ladies, and we're going to ask ourselves, why are we spending $1,500 on bags? And why do we expect a man to buy us a $1,500 bag, pay for a $400 weave, get our eyelashes done, and pay our car note? Why do we expect that? I just want to know why we expect that. We're worthy of that, but why do we expect it on a regular spectrum? Okay? And I also want to know if you can call in. Don't forget, the number is 845-277-9263. Keeping it real. Woo! The reality shows. We got these girls got this. Whoop! They got fake breasts. Well, mine is real. Yeah, they real. I never really had no breasts, but they real. But they real, yeah, they real. and the fake everything. The nails are good. I keep my nails polished. Yeah, they mine. Yeah, they mine. But they, why are they going to be way out here? I don't think that's attractive. All the fakerism, the Hollywood show. Can you throw my blood? So if I got to give me out. All the fakerism. And then we say we want a real man. Shit, when we get home, we take all that shit off. It's on the dresser. It's in the drawer. I don't want no man that I got desire me to have all that shit on. Matter of fact, I'm tired of putting that shit on. Basically, I want a man that want me to come in the house and just be me. Because after this girlfriend, that's pretty much how I am on a daily basis. I really don't like to go out without my lashes. But however, that doesn't matter to my man.
Did you talk to him?
No.
These are people that want to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
And you identify them, 916.
Oh, 916. Okay, go ahead and talk to me. Can I hear him?
Hey, so how's it going?
It's fine. How are you doing?
Good, good. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. You can tell I'm an amateur, but I'm doing it, huh?
Yeah, all good.
What's on your mind? Okay.
How important, from what you're saying, if everything was checked, if the woman had everything you're describing, mm-hmm. how important is a woman to choose a man, how critical is that for her? That was my question.
How critical is it for a woman to choose a man?
The right man, the correct, the wise man.
Well, she's never going to know if he's right. You know what I'm saying? She's a real woman. Most men that are out there see a real woman, they're afraid of her. Okay? She's aggressive or she's confident. You know, most real women are confident. You know, they hold their head up. They know where they're going. And that can be intimidating to a man sometimes. You know, I can't holler at her. She's fine. She dressed good. Look at that back. But really, that's just a facade. Okay, she thinks she's trying to attract this guy in the bins, but really that's not really her. When she go home and take all that stuff off, she gonna eat a pint of ice cream, sit there and watch a movie, and that's really her. So if you consider yourself trying to attract the wrong type of woman, you gotta be opposites attract sometimes as well, but you gotta match that. If I'm looking I see you 916, I see you 256, I'm coming at you. You know, if you want to attract a woman with confidence, you have to be confident. Ain't no confident woman going to go talk to no guy in the corner, stand over there, can't even say hello. So, you know, confidence builds confidence. I think it attracts. That's what attracts me about a man. He can speak to me. Because I'm a strong woman. I'm confident. I don't have no problem speaking my mind. And some men will be intimidated by that. So you just got to get your rap right. That's how you get your rap right, get your confidence right. You can approach any woman as long as you tell her the truth. Women do not want to hear no bullshit. Simple as that. They want to hear the truth. If you ain't got a job, I don't have no job, sister, but I got four applications. I'm a working man, and I just want to take you out and just spend some time with you and stop going for the panties. Girls don't like that. And so 916, what you got? Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did.
Oh, thank you. So 916-968. Let's see. Do I go here? Is this how I answer him?
No.
How do I answer him?
You go to.
Oh, I took too long.
No, you didn't. Oh. There he is there.
Oh, hi.
Wait till that. There you go.
There you go. How you doing, 256? You
there? Hey, what's going on, Sheila?
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. So I see you. Very beautiful, by the way. I was going to ask, how would you suggest these women today to age as gracefully as you have and you know, remain as beautiful?
Well, thank you for the compliment. I think what keeps me youthful is I keep going. I don't give up. I get up at 7 every morning. I'm productive. I keep going. I mean, I make sure I drink water, I work out, and I keep this happy. I keep this happy. I let the bullshit go.
Did you get good dick?
Shut up. I'm deeply satisfied. That helps. So. but the thing is, in a woman, is she just like when I was out on, I'm going to go back. Just like when I was out on the streets. We don't go back there because that's something people take a offense to. If I was not happy when I went to work, I'd have a bad night. You get it? My man has inspired me. Baby, you look good. Damn, you fine. You know, women like to hear all that, and they want to know that they men have support them. Even if she's a nurse or she's writing a book or whatever she's doing, I want to hear my man say, "Baby, how that book going?" He ain't gotta sit there and read page for page, but I just want him to. I just want to know that he's interested in what I'm interested in, and that gets a woman's attention every single time when a man can focus on what she's doing, even if it's just for 1 minute. She love that shit. She love it. She love it.
Just kind of like showing support.
Yeah, showing support. I mean, you don't have to be the biggest cheerleader, but if she's writing a book, then maybe you need to buy her some pencils. You know what I'm saying? If she's a nurse, you might need to get her a bumper sticker to say the best nurse in town. You know, just letting her know that you support what she's doing. Today's women are focused. They know they only need men for sperm. You see what I'm saying? It's getting there where they don't even want to be around men no more. You see, so you got women now that can compete with your salary. Okay, they driving Benzes too. You see, so now a man got to step up his game, and the only way, I'm not saying to buy more clothes, you're going to do that. You're going to buy more watches, you're going to buy a fancy car. All you need to do is tell a woman is the truth. Walk up to her and tell her who you are as a man, and she's going to respect that. And that's the type of man a real woman's looking for. All that, okay, she ain't looking for all, you ain't got to have no big old wallet either. Because a woman will go to a tent with a nigga she loves, I'm telling you. She'll move to a tent with you. Mm. If she's a that you real with her, but she ain't going for that fake shit. Yeah, that's all I can say on that subject. You know, I want to hear the truth. Don't be fronting on me, telling me you got a job and you going down to the pool hall every week and you asking me for $20 for the bus. Now, I could ride with you if you're in that level, a blue-collar nigga, but don't lie to me. You see, tell me the truth, and that's
right.
What women want to hear. Yeah, men lie a lot, they especially when they juggling bitches. Y'all know y'all be lying. Y'all be tired, too, huh? Huh?
Yep.
But I bet you if all three of them knew each other. Yeah, but if you got two girlfriends and they knew each other, they can go shopping together all day while you get some peace. Don't you think if you told them, you would have more peace?
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly, because if she love what you love, she's going to love you even if you bring a puppy home, okay? What if you have four kids? The woman that you're going for, if she don't love your three kids, how's she going to love you? Right?
Right.
Make some sense. Stop lying. Stop lying to these girls. They know y'all lying. You think these women today, they ain't playing that shit. We ain't playing that. We know exactly what we want today when we were told what to want back in the day. Now we know. And what we want is a real man to tell us the truth. Even if, like my man told me today, shit, I don't need no pussy. I was like, wait a minute, I thought I was all that. But he said, shit. You know, that could have threw me for a loop, but that's exactly what he mean. He don't need no bitch around dictating to him what he should be doing with his life. That's not freedom. A man should have his freedom, and a woman should have her freedom. And honesty is the first thing that a woman loves about a man, is she can tell the truth. Even if he got a boil on his ass, baby, you need to pop it. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear, oh yeah, because everybody do the same shit. We all want the same shit. Okay, so why not start out real with your partner, with your woman, just like you see a young lady at a restaurant. Most women don't want to be bombarded by no guy. Hey, baby, you look so good. Let me holler at you. No. You know, the street way to catch a jazzy woman is to have a card, a business card, and slide up on her and say, hey, Miss Lady, I know you're busy and everything, but would you get some time? Would you give me a call and be smelling good and looking nice and leave it on and then walk away? You ignoring her, that walk away, oh, she's calling you. He fly, don't give it all up. Walk away, just fly that business card and keep it pushing. Let her wonder who you are, you see? And you ain't nothing but a blue-collar worker just trying to have a real woman. But when you tell her, baby, I know that you a real woman because she got a nice short hair. Her hair ain't all down her back. She got her regular nails, okay? They ain't all up here. She's got some comfortable, reasonable shoes on, practicality. And you let her know that when you see her, that you practical. I dig you. You practical. You got these girls wanting you to buy a $1,500 Gucci badge, and you know you ain't going for that, right?
Right.
You going for a $1,500 Gucci badge? If you are, I'll send you my address.
Oh, no. Nah.
Okay. Are you going for the beauty shops and all that? The beauty runs every week? No. You don't want no woman like that. You want a woman that's practical, that can take care of those issues. I wish I would ask my man to pay for my nails. I might want him to take me. Okay, I need to go to the nail shop. But do I really need him to make sure my nails look good? No. That's something women should be doing on their own already. Women use that as a tool to trap men, like the baby thing. You get a woman and you don't want her no more, and y'all didn't went to y'all special, say, oh, I'm pregnant. And she'll Google you a little text of a pregnancy test. I'm pregnant, and have a little text there. And then, I need $1,500 for an abortion. Hey, pregnant? You better check that shit out, brother. These girls got some game. I ain't going to tell all the girls' secrets, but they got game for you. You understand?
Yeah, baby, don't
tell them. I ain't going to tell all the secrets, but I'm going to tell you something. Women are fake as well as men. Okay, we playing each other. I don't know why today we playing each other instead of playing with each other. You understand? We're playing against each other, and I don't know why that is today. I can't figure it out. Yeah, so anyway, don't forget now, call us at 845-277-9263. Yeah, so, you know, everybody just has to slow down a little bit and ask yourself, what do you really want in a man? What do you really want in a woman? If you like all that stuff, that flash, let her know, baby. I like you to dress up on the weekend, but damn, you ain't gonna do it all the time, right?
Right.
Am I right? You don't have to do that all the time because it's unnecessary. If it ain't making no dollars, it don't make no sense. And why is you dressing up $1,500 worth of stuff and you ain't made but $40 today? That don't make sense to me. Now, if I'm dressed up with $1,500, mm-hmm. I'm going to go make $15,000. That's how I see it. That's how I see it. That's just the way I was raised, how I was trained. Maybe I'm going to cut from a different cloth. What I
got to
do, babe?
Yeah, you're saying some real stuff, Steve. I wish more women thought like you, but yeah,
well,
I like the fact that you're on this show now.
Well, I plan to be on here, and I hopefully that I have said some things that make a lot of sense, because, you know, we today, after the pandemic, it's a whole new world. It's not the same, and we cannot put those labels on each other, man or woman. You know, I'm not going to put a thumb on my man. I don't want him putting one on me. We kind of got to work together today, and first thing we have to do is tell each other the truth. I love the truth. Even if I don't look good, I ain't looking good in the screen, somebody needs to call in and tell me. I'm going to say right on, thank you. Because if my eyelash coming out, somebody need to tell me that. Don't let me walk around, you know what I'm saying? Somebody need to tell me the truth, and that's what I'm looking for. We've been lied to too much. So why do we lie to each other? Right? Okay, ladies, don't forget.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to please call in 845-277-9263. Yeah, 256. Yeah, you know, you're curious about women because you really want a real one, huh?
Yeah,
you really want a real one, huh?
Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, get. I got women, but I want to make sure they mind right, you know.
Make sure they mind right, exactly. 859, I see you. I'm gonna go over here and talk to 859 for a minute and see what she holler or he is hollering about. Hello, there you go, 859, you're on.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Keep dropping bombs on them. Talk to them. The truth is the only thing that's gonna set you free.
That's true.
It's more or less a statement, like you said. You want to hear the truth.
You want to hear the truth.
Women
you
need to hear the truth.
Yeah, you. I don't care what
I don't
it
have
is.
A question.
You,
it's what.
Yeah,
it's
even
more
if
so
it's
a statement.
Yeah, even if it's not something I want to hear, I still need to hear it, right? Even
right.
If something that I don't really agree with, you know, how I respond to it is a whole other situation, but. I need you to tell me, especially if you my man. You see, if you my man, I'm expecting you to be truthful to me. You know what I'm saying?
Come on,
not faithful and truthful is two different things. Just like depending on somebody and relying on somebody is two different things. I want you to be reliable, but I don't want you to and I am dependable. You see what I'm saying? But I don't want to depend on you and you disappoint me. You see what I'm saying? So it's two different things, you know? Yeah,
right. And another thing, like you were saying, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with following European culture. You know what I'm saying? We always had our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
They want them women for being hoes and this and that. Oh. At the end of the day, a woman's going to be a woman. A man got to be a man first.
Exactly. Be a man first. And men know their place. And I think a lot of times in our society today, we have forgotten. We keep putting men in this 1902 place. That is not the place of a man today, that he has to be a provider, go out, make the bacon, and bring it home. And then drink a beer on the weekend and sit with his pants down his pants and fart and drink a beer. That's not a man's place today. You see, but women want to keep men in that situation. They want to keep them in 1902. Are you supposed to take care of me and buy this and buy that? Bitch, you better buy that shit for yourself.
I like what you said, too. I like what you said. Not to cut you off.
In this economy, that shit ain't working, girlfriend, with a $15 Gucci bag. Okay? That's not working. Ain't no man going out there going to work hard all day and come home and buy your ass on $1,500 Gucci bag. Unless you Jay-Z. Shit.
There you go. And like you said, don't know one wants to see no man sitting on the couch.
Yeah, and we don't want no man sitting on the couch burping and farting. That's all he want to do. You know, because the way you catch him is the way you keep him. Is when you kiss them, you keep them. You understand? If I caught you like that, I gotta kiss you like that. I don't get no days off on a relationship. You don't get days off on a relationship.
Ain't no days off.
The 24, 7 day a week job. Right?
I keep going. 365.
Right.
365.
Like I know what my man like. I know what kind of food he likes. I know the way he likes to hang his clothes. And if I hang his jacket the wrong way, he gonna know I did it because he hangs everything a certain way. You see what I'm saying? So when
there
I go on your watch, I'll be a dumb bitch and hang it backwards because I'm going to get some attention on that later on, right? I don't need no attention on that. I already know what to do. Some of these girls don't even know how to cook. All they got to do is roll a blunt and pour a glass of Henny. That's what they're going to
get.
And that ain't going to get a real nigga, right? That ain't going to get a real man.
That ain't
going to
get
it, okay.
Nope. I ain't going to hold you. I was just tapping in.
What'd you say?
Keep going. I said, I ain't going to hold you. Keep dropping bombs on them.
Yeah,
tell them the truth. Set them free.
They don't hear that from a woman. They always, I see you, 360. I'm going to call in and see what you're talking about. I see you. I'm going to go ahead and see what 360 is talking about. But for a note on that, before I get to you, 360, I see you, 917. On a note on that, when it comes from a woman's perspective, to let you know how raunchy these bitches is out here, you niggas need to know this shit too. Because they raunchy. I see them. I'm with them. I talk to them. I hear them. I beauty shop talk, okay?
Mm.
I'm a cop
and
talk to
you.
I
know
I got you.
Kidding. I'm going to let you get back to the show.
I just want to tell Rome, but that I appreciate him. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I see you, 917.
Keep going.
I just wanted to say I appreciate the content and keep it up, what you're doing, and that's
mm-hmm.
it. And thank you, Rosebud, for everything.
That's what's up.
917.
There he is. Good. Okay. I ain't cutting you. When they finish, baby, you got to cut them off.
Oh, I didn't know I got to cut them off.
Okay, now you know.
I thought they could stay on all the whole time. Okay. Well, this is new. I'm new to this, all this, but I ain't new to this lifestyle.
Yeah,
okay, so 917, what's up with you?
Yeah, I got a question. Since you're talking about being real, when you being real with your woman and y'all been with each other for a long time, and you find you being real with her, and but you can see in her face expressions, she just ain't feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I heard you say you finally being real with her. You didn't start.
I didn't say you finally. I said you find that she don't really want to hear what you got to say. She don't really want to hear the truth from you.
Okay, so some respect is lost there, brother, somewhere along the line, because when a woman loses respect for her man, okay, something has happened where you may have not apologized or is it still sitting there. If she loses respect, she, her pussy ain't even going to get wet, I'm going to tell you. If she don't want to hear this, like you don't want to hear nothing she got to say. You know, it's a respect thing going on there, because you got to step back and ask her, you know, why are you listening to me? You know, and then some women so hard-headed, they think they want attention. You know, so that's why men be slapping upside the head, because that's all they understand. They're just so hard-headed. They think they have to have this physical reaction with a man to say that he cares about them. You got women like that. It's hard-headed. They just think they'll listen. And you got to put your, that's what they call guard your heart. You better start thinking with your brain first instead of this first, so you can deal and relate with a woman. Because a woman is emotionally geared already, okay? So it's nothing you can do to reactivate that. She's, you know what I'm saying? Men are not emotionally geared that way. You know what I'm saying? So there's a respect loss somewhere. Either she lost respect for you for something that may happen, or maybe you've lost respect for her, because communication is what keeps you guys together, right?
I will say that I may have lost respect for her. So you're
okay,
saying she's reading my energy?
No, I'm thinking, you know, what I'm saying is like you could try this, okay? I got a tool for you, okay? You can try it. If you call me back tomorrow, I'm gonna give you the tool. It's like three steps, okay? Your first step is you gotta ask her what's wrong. Have you asked her that?
Oh yeah, many a times.
And what she say?
She lies.
She lies. Okay, she can't tell you the truth. Okay, then the relationship is not real. Are you married to her, or are you just girlfriends and boyfriends? What's up with that?
We married.
Okay, you married. That's your wife. Okay, y'all stuck. Okay, that's ball and chain syndrome. After so many years of being married, you know, it's like I say, I got to be with the same woman for all these years. Got to be with the same man. Sometimes you guys just get so accustomed to not paying attention to each other to where it's just natural. It's, you know, you're married to her. She ain't going nowhere. She ain't asked for no divorce, right?
No, but I think it's time for me.
You want a divorce. Why? Is she unappealing now or what?
Is too much of the fakeness.
Too much fake. Y'all got some bad blood. Okay, well, brother, let me say something to you. Okay, let me see. Y'all can call in at 845-277-9263. You married. That's a commitment you made when you signed your paperwork and you said, I do. And that means the good, the bad, the ugly, the rich, the poor. Remember that one? To death do us part.
Yeah.
Remember that one? That's the system.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's the system. You can marry to a woman and not have all that paperwork. That's the system made you do that. Okay, so now when you want to get out that contract, you got to go lawyer, all this other bullshit, spend all this money. So like they say, it's cheaper to keep her, right?
Right.
this cheaper to keep her, because see, you in a system, see, you're not into the relationship thing, like, you know, well, I'm not, I don't have no ring, no contract. What my contract is in here, you see, with my man, it's in here. You see, my contract is here and here. It's not on paper. So that's a whole nother thing. You guys got to start being friends again. Just be your friend. Be your friend for a while. Stop fucking her. Anybody else got something to say? Don't give her that dick. I bet she'll come around. You still having sex?
Yeah.
Stop! Stop! Give her the act like this. She'll come around. Yes, yeah. Don't go get it from nowhere else. You just got to have some restraint there for a minute. But if you still having sex with her and you guys still enjoying each other sexually, I don't see where there's a problem. You guys just maybe need to talk more. Because you said she wasn't telling you the truth, but she's still opening them legs. And so you must be doing something right. And give yourself credit for that. Right?
Okay, I hear that. Thank you.
Her legs go whoop. Once her legs go whoop, it's over. As soon as you can still get them open, you just got to figure out the right buttons to push with your wife. That's your wife. You getting tired of her? We're going to ask you that, 917. You getting tired? You're going to have to call in here. Let me see where I could go in here and you guys can get some of these tools that I got for keeping a woman happy. Okay, I have several tools for you guys, and I got some tools for you girls, too. Some things not to do to your man because, you know, you're tired or whatever. You got to keep the relationship going, okay, and stop all that lovey-dovey shit. Okay, because you guys are incapable of loving each other without telling each other the truth first. So I got some tools for y'all. I'm going to write down here tomorrow. And when you come on my page, I'm going to have several tools and little things that you can say to your partner, okay, that'll help you guys communicate with truth. That's where we're going to start, how to tell each other the truth. And I have 10 little steps that I know you're going to want. Everybody's going to want it, okay? Everybody's going to want it. But if you try these 10 steps on your partner, lover, friend, wife, husband, I promise you, you will communicate better. You'll be able to talk to your man like I talk to mine. Because my nigga tell me to shut up every day, and I just, okay, I shut the fuck up. And that's the type of man you want that can tell you, bitch, you're getting on my nerves. Go in the other room. Okay, if you can't tell your mate that they're getting on your nerves and that they should think that you guys are both being phony. Okay, so I got some tips for y'all. How to keep it real with one another. Okay, how to keep it real with each other, because we both lie. We lie to ourselves. It's like telling your kids there's a Santa Claus. You know, goddamn well ain't no Santa Claus coming. So stop lying. We lie to ourselves. So I got 10 tools guaranteed to tell your lover, your mate, your friend, your wife, your lesbian lover, your GBQ, whatever the hell lover, how to keep that relationship on honesty. There's 10 things you can say. Okay, and I got them for you written down tomorrow. Make sure you tune in tomorrow because I will be having my own page once I figure everything out, because my man is going to teach me how to fish. He does not want to just feed me. He's going to teach me how to fish. And once I get this all down, I got a lot of information for you gentlemen and a lot of information for ladies how to keep relationships strong. I'm going on 40 years, okay? So I say, I'm not talking about something that I'm not doing or have not done. I'm talking something real and how to keep it, because he gets on my nerves just like I get on his nerves. But that nerve, that's where it comes in, where the love comes in. Okay, I got a minute and 34 seconds. Y'all going to call on in and talk to me. Ask me some questions. I got 10 tools for y'all to tap in on tomorrow. Guaranteed a more positive relationship, a stronger bonding relationship, and how to tell each other the truth. It's simple. And when I say this, it's going to blow your hair back. When you find out my tool number 4, it's going to blow your fucking hair back how easy it is. Okay, how easy it is. So now don't forget, 845-277-9263. Tomorrow I got tools for you ladies and guys. Look forward to it. It's going to change your life. Okay, now 50 seconds, everybody. Thank you for tapping in today on Bud's channel. I will see you tomorrow at 54 seconds, probably about 6:30. I'll see you, and I'll tell you how to keep this stuff going strong.
Hey, y'all know this woman talking a lot of shit, so I'm like, some of that shit was like stinging, but you know, it ain't me talking, but you know.
Yeah, sometimes it hurts, baby. Sometimes it hurts.
The truth hurts, baby.
They know the truth hurts.
Woman, please.
They know the truth hurts.
Come on, girl. Ain't nothing hurting my motherfucking
ass. Not you,
ass.
But it's going to hurt them a little bit, but they're going to get over it.
They're going to get over it.
We got all right. 15 seconds, everybody.
No, we good. We go.
We go? Okay, bye. Can I see what I just did?
Yes, you can see what you just did. Wait a minute.
You told me I had 34 minutes. I was like...